I would try to answer all those questions to be very specific and to begin with, as the esteemed members of the committee raised some very pertinent questions, and as our resolve, we as the state party we have fully undertaken to go by the covenants and the principles laid down by the Human Rights Committee and the United Nations. And to those whom we are signatory, it is our resolve to show a maximum progress in that and to approve with record that the efforts being taken back at our legislative measures, as measures by the executive, and the resolve of Pakistan for this, which speaks in volumes. Just to open with, as the honorable esteemed member of the committee, Madam Bassam, raised the question yesterday, and again it was risen by the esteemed member of the committee, Ms. Helen raised it, as far as the constitutional amendments are concerned. Now, I want to assure the committee, even though the matter is still under discussion, the parties are having parleys on that. There are constitutional committees formed by the all political parties, and they are engaged in a very meaningful dialogue. Number one, the reason for these constitutional reforms was that, as the committee rightfully yesterday pointed out, that those who are incarcerated and they are in prisons and they are pending trials and their cases are in appellate jurisdiction and are being not decided yet. So as a matter of fact, this was felt as an urgent need that some bifurcation of work which could differentiate between some constitutional and political cases and the cases which basically infringe the fundamental rights, and those who are in the prisons, then those who are in the numbers of thousands, they could be given some respite and relief by making the judicial process and the appellate jurisdictions more available to them. So the political parties, the mainstream political parties, those who have been in the government and in the opposition from decades now and been in the governments for more than three times each, they actually signed a document called a Charter of Democracy, which was basically a document which ensured that such like acts as we are a signatory to, those covenants of human rights, political rights, civil rights, those should be ensured to the best. And it was one of the key points in that they decided, like 20 years back, that a constitutional court is an important and integral position to be taken by the political parties. Now, these constitutional amendments, as the questions were posed, that they would undermine the independence of judiciary, I will assure the committee that this is not the case. It is not for compromising their independence. As you all know, that we, in our constitution, with the basic structure of separation of powers, in that the appointment of judges, that those nominations are being sorted from those committees which are represented by the bars, those are the bodies of the lawyers, those committees would be having their representation from executive and the parliamentary committees also. So a system as the best practices in the world, whether it may be in any country where you can see that nobody could be the judge of their own cause, but this does not clearly stipulates that there could be any such thing in this reform which would compromise the independence of judiciary. That remains the hallmark, and it would be rather empowering the judicial side more. They would be giving them certain powers which are not with them, and these reforms would be for the betterment of the judiciary, A. Secondly, it has not just come as a conclusive, complete document yet. It has to be tabled before the parliament, and parliament has to pass it with the two-third majority. Now, political parties, those who have been signatory to this Charter of Democracy, in which it was ensured that the political rights, the civil rights, the human rights should be basically in accordance with the covenants of the United Nations and the principles laid down here. This is just an exercise. This is just an endeavor to reach to that position in which all these human rights and political rights are guaranteed and ensured. The people will have their voice there. If this bill is, this constitutional amendments are tabled, then the time for amendments, then the time for political parties to give their point of views on that. And this is like the foundation of that, that it would be for more judicial power and more effective judicial power. Because it was the concern coming from, like yesterday, it was a concern raised by the Honorable Member, Madam Bassam. Today it was raised by Ms. Helen. So we just deemed it necessary that this esteemed committee should be apprised by the exact situation, that there is nothing such as is apprehended, because this is just the news and the articles on the social media in which people are a bit skeptical of what these reforms could be. You know, nothing could be kept secret in constitutional amendments anywhere. A constitutional amendment is basically a very important document. Yet to keep it secret and bring it over, or either you have to forge a consensus between the political parties. These are two poles apart positions. So it is a document which is in public sphere, in the public domain. The civil society, the lawyers, organizations, they are giving their input into it. They are giving their input into it. A very holistic and overarching parleys are going on for these constitutional amendments. And I assure the Honorable Committee and the Chair that esteemed members should be, we are really grateful for the guidance which we have provided and the apprehension we have shown.